As we've been doing throughout the last couple of months, well, at least the last few weeks, trying to get you to know more about your candidates, especially at the local level, City Commission being one of those. 15 candidates vying for two spots, one of those individuals. Jody Plessy joins me in the studio. Jody, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on over. So you had a chance that I got to learn a little bit about you during the KFGO debate. Not everyone had a chance to listen. If you missed that, go to YouTube. You can watch it to KFGO.com as well. I've never had a chance to really meet you before. So introduce yourself to not only me, but also the listeners here on KFGO.
All right. Well, my name is Jody Plessy, running for City Fargo Commission. I am a successful business leader in this community for the last 20 plus years of my life. I've started multiple businesses, worked in all aspects of them, sold them to a Fortune 500 company not that long ago. And so at the end of the day, I'm a very fiscally conservative woman, and the numbers matter to me. And as far as budgets and things like that, I think I can really be beneficial to the city as far as the people that live here and being responsible for their money, their hard-earned money. So I was born and raised Valley City area, and I actually grew up on a dairy farm just out of Valley City. Spent a lot of time there as a kid growing up, and my brother and I, and I really respect that part of my life. Looking back, I think it made me the hard worker that I am, and my ethics and morals and values. And I think about my grandparents a lot, honestly, and that was important to me. It's an important part of my life. So I think as far as becoming who I was as an individual, it really kind of set me down the right path. So
what made you decide to run? One thing, the first time that I was introduced to Jody Plessy was all the yard signs. I mean, I think you were the first candidate to probably get yard signs out, but being formally like involved in politics, I noticed those sort of things. So it was out front, and because there's so many of them, people are like, who's Jody Plessy? So what made you decide to run?
Well, a couple of things. I am actually painting those signs myself, just so you know, in my garage.
There was a question about that earlier today, actually.
There was.
Yeah. My producer, Eric, goes, is she making those signs? And now we have an answer. Yes.
I am. And I actually have a video on my one Facebook page where I was in the middle of coats drying and working out. So I am. It's actually been a lot of fun. Okay. And it's good to hear that you noticed my sign. And you know, obviously I worked hard at that. So I am running, you know, honestly, I kind of had a little shift. I had many for-profit businesses, and I had a couple nonprofits that I operate as well. And I kind of had an opportunity where I sold one of my businesses, and then the new year started, and you know, you saw the mayor race and things coming up, and one of my friends kind of joked to me, they're like, you should run for mayor. And we were just kind of talking about it a little more, and you know, time went on, I started kind of meeting people in my life and individuals that were kind of helping push me down that, you know, political path. Because I'll be 100% honest, I was kind of skeptical at first to go down that road. But after thinking about it and meeting with the mayor and some of the commissioners and past commissioners, I reached out to them and just said, you know, what's the job description of a commissioner? And just tell me how many hours a week does it, you know, require of me? And at the end of the day, I sat down and I was like, I am fully qualified for this position. And I felt like it was a big stepping stone in my life. And, you know, I had a lot of really supportive people around me and just said, Jody, you know what, just keep doing what you're doing and go for it. Because at the end of the day, we're behind you. I have an incredible team of people and friends that are just really supportive to me. And I just really feel like I can make a positive impact in the community for a lot of people.
Let's talk about those impacts. So at the debate, there was a couple of things that really stood out to me. One, certainly your platform's really focused on special assessments. And in fact, at the debate, you said we're going to eliminate them. Explain that, because, you know, saying eliminating, sure, I mean, nobody likes specials.
Right.
But how do you do that and also maintain new infrastructure, update infrastructure? I think the question then, how do you fund these projects if you say, look, we're getting rid of this as a mechanism?
Yeah. So number one, I will be the only candidate that will tell you that I am going to end special assessments if I get elected in. So I know that's a pretty bold statement. I'm very confident with my plan. So right now, just to kind of give you a heads up, we have the water and sewer plant where we take in infrastructure sales tax. You know, keep in mind, this is something that was voted in by the citizens that live here. And we have about $7 million in each of those each year that come through, and we only need $2 million to operate each. So at the end of the year, there's five and five. So there's about $10 million a year that's being money laundered and it's being pushed into the general fund by the city, and they're spending it on whatever they want. Well, keep in mind that those funds are supposed to be for infrastructure. That's what they're for. And we also have the Prairie Dog Fund, which comes from the state. Mm-hmm. And that's another $10 million a year where, again, that's supposed to be for infrastructure.
Is that a continuing thing?
Yeah.
The Prairie Dog?
Yeah. Okay. So at the end of the day, Tyler, we have $20 million, right? Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be used for infrastructure in the city of Fargo. And it's not being used for infrastructure. So at the bottom line, we have about $20 million or so in special assessments a year for the city. Bam, I just ended special assessments. If we are doing what we're supposed to be with that money, the special assessments would not be there for our homeowners, mm-hmm. and they would be more financially stable. It's way too unpredictable. It needs to go away. There's absolutely no reason that, Broadway got assessed, a whole bunch of homes got assessed. And here you have example. Grandpa's retired, living on a fixed income, and his home is paid off, his mortgage, and all of a sudden you slap him with a $20,000 assessment. What does that do to his livelihood and his life? You know, can he continue to pay the medication he needs to live, or does he have to pay for the roof over his head? It's just, it needs to go. I don't think it's fair to our citizens at all.
Jordy Placidy is our guest running for the Fargo City Commission here. So on average, the specials that are put on to citizens, you say is about $20 million?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, the math, if I add it up, I mean, it seems to make sense what you're proposing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The one variable that, just because my background in the legislature, those things can change as well. As far as, it's beautiful. We got the oil money coming in right now, Prairie Dog. They promised that a couple years before it actually filled up. So let's say money goes dry out in Bismarck. We hope, obviously not. Then what's the plan B? If the $10 million is not there from the state, what would be a fallback then?
Well, another way is incentives. So I'm also a huge advocate, to make sure these incentives we're giving on these businesses and these tax breaks make sense for the whole community, not just for our particular business. And I really feel that that's another way where they are giving away millions of dollars of our taxpayers' money. They're handing it out to these businesses when, nine times out of 10, they'll come to the commission board and they'll present their idea and they're asked, would you do this project anyways or come here? And most of the time they say yes. And I don't understand that majority of the board votes yes on that. It just boggles my mind why we're doing that.
There was a recent example of that. And I know I got to get a weather break here in just a moment. I can't remember if it was Amazon or if it was FedEx, but that exact situation, I think, played out to where I think current Commissioner Gehrig said, well, if you aren't going to get this, are you going to come here? And they said yes.
Yeah, I think it's Amazon.
You got more time for me? I got to get a weather bit. Jordy Placidy, my guest. If you have a question, send that in to 35270. I got some questions and comments coming in. I will get to those right after this weather update from Too Tall Tom. Stick around. I'm going to get right back to my guest, Jordy Placidy. I'm looking at the clock, and I know there's a lot of questions coming, a lot about specials. So I'm going to throw these, Jordy. Could you ask if she would end specials, or would it still have to be that this person's wondering, do I still have to pay off what I currently owe under your proposal?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're about $550 million in debt. The city has us in debt with special assessments. And unfortunately, I can't wave my wand to get rid of those. That has to be paid off. But moving forward, I just want to end a bad program moving forward before we hit $1 billion in debt.
This one, I'm going to try to condense for you, because they're saying, well, look, if that $10 million for the water is being in the general fund, that means it's being spent somewhere else right now. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. What's your explanation there?
So the bottom line is that money was voted to be used for infrastructure purposes by the citizens of this community, and it's not being used for infrastructure. It's being put into the general fund and being spent on buses or bike paths or whatever, and that's my issue, is that it's supposed to be for infrastructure, and it's not being used.
You were talking before, I'm sorry, it feels like a probably rapid fire here, that you have a whiteboard, and you're saying, like, I'm going to have a video about this special, because, I mean, clearly it's on a lot of people's minds. They've got a lot of questions because you're throwing numbers around, and you're going to be able to put that up and explain it so those that are asking questions can see for themselves.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Follow my website, jordyplessy.com, or Jordy Placidy for Fargo City Commission. I'll be having a video up in the next week.
Okay. Another question for you. Tyler, what is Jordy Placidy's view on city employment issues? They have had a tough time filling open positions with quality candidates. From what I've understood, inflation has been outpacing pay for city staff for several years. How would she fix that?
Well, let's keep in mind that employee retainment issues are all over. It's not just happening in Fargo. And I fall back to my answer where, as a business owner, I would look at what am I doing to retain the good employees. So I flip it around where it's not about why don't employees want to work for me. It's what can I do for a good employee to want to work for me. So I've just, you know, I just encourage business owners to go back to that aspect. Take care of your staff.
So does that come in the form of pay benefits? You know, some of those tangible things. It's a competitive market, as you're just saying. There's help wanted signs everywhere. So if the city wants to compete with, you know, in a private sector, then they might have to raise pay. Is that something you'd consider if that's one of the options?
Well, you have to be reasonable. Absolutely. Yeah. You have to take a look at what's going on and be comparable to other cities around us and things like that for those types of jobs. Absolutely.
Tyler, can you ask Jody, she had pledged to protect voters' Second Amendment rights. Comes in. And I do remember that at the debate. Something about a Second Amendment right, I think, in your closing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody wants you to address that.
Well, I'm just going to say that, you know, I'm a woman that supports the Constitution of the United States of America and our Second Amendment rights. I mean, what more can I say about it? That's, you know, I'm a woman that believes in those and
I think wanted. Maybe they're asking because of city commission, you know, what could you do to protect that? Is that what I would assume? And now I don't want to speak for the texter either, but that's what I'm assuming they're wondering. Do I have time for this phone call, Eric? Yeah. Do you want to take a phone call? Very good. I'm going to get to Todd. Todd, you're on with Tyler Axis and Jody Plessy.
Hey there. I just want to ask, if you're $550 million in debt, why wouldn't you want to keep the specials? Even though I hate the specials, but that's like me having a full-time job and deciding to go do a part-time job, but still having a ton of debt.
Well, because unfortunately, I'm sorry, Todd was your name,
Todd,
right?
Yes.
Okay. It's just been a really bad program, Todd, for years and years and years. And unfortunately, we have to stop it. We just have to quit. Otherwise, we're going to be $1 billion in debt. The city actually goes to the bank and takes out loans for these assessments. And we're paying them back by interest. And then they're turning around and they're charging them to the homeowner, you know, with even more interest on top of that. So it's something that needs to stop. I'm not saying it was ever good. But unfortunately, that debt is there, and we have to continue paying it off. People are already being assessed for that $500+ million. So let's just stop it moving forward and use the funds where we're supposed to.
Jody, if people want to learn more about your candidacy, where do they go?
JodyPlessy.com or Jody Plessy for Fargo City Commission on Facebook.
Very good. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again as this election draws near.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thanks.
Very good. Jody Plessy, candidate for City Commission here again. JodyPlessy.com is where you can go learn more. I'm up against the break. I got to get you caught up with CBS National News. We'll check back in with Paul Juergens as well in the KFGO News Center. Then, Weekend That Was in Sports, Derek Hansen, host of Couch Potato Radio. He'll join us. We'll talk Twins. We'll talk Red Hawks, all of the above when we come back. I'm Tyler Axis. You got it locked into KFGO Fargo. Talk.